Certainly a happy Friday so far for the Australian share market, with ASX 200 currently climbing around 1.1%, around 65 points. We are on track to see a second straight week of gains, and if all things remain the same, this will be one of the best performances on the ASX 200 in around 3 months. We had seen overnight some strong indicators, with the European markets performing well, with the ECB, the European Central Bank, looking to keep rates on hold for much longer than what most had expected. We've also seen the US NASDAQ, the tech-heavy index, hit record highs and close at record highs again. Not even reports that President Trump's approved a list of $50 billion worth of Chinese imports to tariff has affected the Aussie market so too much so far. We have seen, again, gains outweighing losses by a fair margin. All sectors are trading higher as we head towards lunch. The financials, one of the biggest movers. All four major banks are lifting between 0.5% to 1.5%, and CBA is one of the better performers there. We've also seen telcos higher. Telstra, after lifting around 5% yesterday, is up another 2.5% today, while consumer staples, Wesfarmers and Woolworths, up between 1% and 2%, and Bellamy's Australia climbing about 5% so far. There have been a few losses. Qantas is down around 1.5%, and Illumina also down within the same range, about 1.5% as well. Now, in some company news, we have heard from Certex Medical. They have accepted a $1.9 billion takeover bid by a Chinese consortium, which did outbid US firm Varian. Its share price up about 3.5% on the back of that news. BHP has also decided it is looking to spend around $2.9 billion on an iron ore project in the Pilbara in WA, and its share price is up about 0.5%. There are no real major economic releases in Australia today. We have seen the Aussie dollar trade around the 76 US cent mark for most of the week, but overnight on a strengthening US dollar, we've seen the Aussie hit about a 1 month low, trading at 74.6 US cents.